Although July 31st marked the end of the federal moratorium on renter evictions, which was put in place during the COVID pandemic, here in New Jersey, if you're behind on rent, you're still protected from lockouts for a longer period, depending on your income. Renters who made under $99,000 in 2020 or couples who made under $198,000 would be protected if they signed a declaration under penalty of perjury that if they were evicted, they'd be more likely to become homeless or be forced to live in what are considered to be crowded quarters and that they were trying to make partial rent payments. New Jersey renters will remain protected under a longer lasting moratorium, though there's a bill on Governor Murphy's desk that may move up that timeline for higher income families, but no person can be displaced from their home through January 1st, 2022. That was under an executive order Murphy signed back on March 2020. Renters do not need to do anything to be protected. But there's a bill, as I said, at Murphy's desk. He is expected to sign. We'll move up the end date to August 31st, the end of this month, for families making more than 80% of their county's median income and who have missed rent payments, were habitually late with rent or refused to pay a rent increase during a protected period. Families making less than 80% of their county median income are protected from eviction through the end of this year. Now, under the bill, families would be required to file a form with their landlord and with the courts if they have an eviction case that certifies under penalty of perjury their household income, their inability to make rent payments due to the pandemic, and their confirmation that they applied for rental assistance. Now, after filling out that form, if the renter has an eviction case against them for non-payment of rent, habitual late payment of rent, or failure to pay a rent increase between March 1st, 2020 and August 31st, the end of this month, the court would dismiss the case. However, renters facing eviction for reasons other than non-payment would lose eviction protections the day Murphy signs the bill. Landlords can start the legal process, file in landlord-tenant court through April 2020, by the way, through June 2021. Landlords filed in New Jersey close to 68,000 eviction cases. That's according to the administrative office of the courts. Now, if you've been stalling, you really have no one to blame but yourself, but there is help available. You can visit njdcaonlinepha.com. We'll give that to you again. We'll put the link up at our homepage, njdca.onlinepha.com. You can apply to the state program or househelpnj.org. If you need help filling out applications or finding rent relief in your area, there's actually county programs too, a great deal of the county, so that will be a starting point that you can, well, start facing reality, I guess we would say. Renters can also ask the landlords to apply their security deposit to pay the renter back rent. That was under the Murphy executive order. There have been landlords going to court to fight the rent moratorium, mainly in the central southern part of the state, but none of them have had success. And you can still be kicked out if a court agrees that you violated your lease or you caused property damage. So keep that in mind. There have also been some landlords who have been, well, shall we say, creating those causes. Researchers at FilterBy took a look at data from the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey, and they calculated the percentage of adults living in households behind on their rent or mortgage or eviction or foreclosure. In the coming months was more than just possibility. These are stats from August 2020 through June of this year. They found that in New Jersey, 8% of adults are behind on their rent or mortgage, and of these, renters and homeowners, 140,123, or 25.7% of them, are at risk of eviction or foreclosure. Drilling down the numbers here for New Jersey a little bit, the share of adults behind on payments at risk of foreclosure or eviction, as I said, 25.7%. Those behind 8%, total adults behind on payments at risk of eviction or foreclosure, 140,123. Total adults behind on rent mortgage payments, 540,809. Now, on the good news, bad news, if you compare New Jersey to the national numbers, share of adults behind on payments at risk of eviction or foreclosure, New Jersey is 25.7%. National number is 32.4%. But if you look at the share of adults behind on rent and mortgage, 8% in New Jersey, 6.6% nationwide. Total adults nationwide behind on payments, there are a risk of eviction and foreclosure, 5,386,125. The total number of adults behind on rent mortgage payments, whether or not they're facing eviction or foreclosure, 16,559,842. Which means for a lot of people, reality isn't just knocking at the door, it's ripping it right off the hinges.